I'm in a studio with, in all full disclosure, my doctor. He is my doctor, my urologist, and my doctor, Dr. Ronald Onglade of Georgia Urology. And so the reason why I'm doing this is two reasons. One, it's Father's Day week. We're celebrating Father's Day, and this is a man's thing, prostates, because we're the only one with prostates, right, Doc?
Exactly.
Right. So, but the other reason is when I was out for those 3 days, I woke up on a Sunday. Around mid-afternoon, I had to go to the bathroom. The Sunday, I was out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Those 3 days I was out, and you guys remember, if you're new to the show, I was out during the most important time of my life. I was trying out for a job, and I had to leave, take off 3 days. But Sunday, I couldn't go to the bathroom. Monday and Tuesday, I came into work. Remember, Randy was sitting right here. I was dying in the studio.
Yeah.
I couldn't go to the bathroom. And I just couldn't go to the bathroom. I didn't know what was going on. We had meetings with my program director. I'm sitting there rocking. They must have thought I was just something wrong with me. But it really was. What happened was my prostate had gotten so enlarged that it blocked my urine.
Urinary
system. I couldn't go to the bathroom. So I went to the doctor. I'm fine now. But I think this is a conversation we had to have as men. So the prostate. What is BPH?
Yeah. Well, Shelly, first of all, I'd like to thank you for inviting me here today. And I appreciate you taking the opportunity to speak to your listeners about prostate and BPH, because obviously it's an important topic as we get to Father's Day. Specifically, BPH is when the prostate enlarges over time. It is not a cancer. It's not a life-threatening condition in many instances, but it is also not a natural part of aging. Essentially, what happened in your situation is that you have an enlarged prostate, and we've discussed that, and whatever happened that weekend, for reasons I don't exactly know, I guess you don't know, but it blocked your whole urinary tract, and you weren't able to urinate, and
Is this normal? I mean, does it happen? Is it diet? Is it exercise? Is it all the above? Like, what makes it enlarge like that?
Well, just over time, as men are exposed to, like any other body part, it grows. Okay, and some studies have said it's due to exposure to testosterone. And one of the treatments that we use to shrink the prostate is to block a certain type of testosterone to help shrink it. So over time, a lot of men, as their prostate will grow, it can get to the point where it blocks you.
But if it's because we also lose testosterone over time, right, as men, because I've been told that I need to take these commercials come on and they say, hey, Shelly, you got to take testosterone, you got to get the super GT, all this
correct
stuff. Right. So if I'm
correct
losing testosterone, how does testosterone over the course of my life that's going away make my prostate bigger?
Right. But over time, I mean, you still have the prostate gland. It's in the middle of your body. And even if you're not making as much testosterone as you did in your youth, the prostate will still continue to grow.
Gotcha.
Now, what happens to a lot of men, in addition to sort of this whole testosterone issue, it's familial as well. So let's say your dad had a big prostate, the uncle had a big prostate. A lot of times men will find that they'll have that same situation as well.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. We're taking your calls if you have a question at 844-404-1067. If you have a question for Dr. Ronald Onglade of Georgia Urology, we're talking about prostate as we celebrate Father's Day week here on the Shelly Winter Show. So you said earlier that if you have an enlarged prostate, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have cancer.
Correct.
Explain
correct
that to people.
Yeah. Specifically, BPH or benign prostatic hyperplasia is a benign process. And some men, you know, you may go in and get your physical exam every year. Your doctor checks your prostate and says, Shelly, your prostate's a little enlarged. Not every man with an enlarged prostate will end up with urinary issues. Okay, it's just some guys, particularly when the prostate gets quite enlarged, they can have difficulty emptying their bladder. And some guys with a prostate that's not so big may have the same issues. Now, when we talk about prostate, you can have the benign growth of the prostate or you could have cancer. Now, a lot of men are concerned that if they're having difficulty urinating, I don't want to go get checked out because I might have prostate cancer. I'm afraid of that.
Right. And let me tell you, God is my witness, I'm one of those guys that I would rather not hear the bad news than hear the bad news and be able to fix it. I'm just one of those guys that like to keep my head in the sand. I know it's ridiculous.
Right.
It's totally illogical, but I'm one of those men.
You're like a lot of men.
Yeah.
You're like a lot of men. But if the symptoms are what bring you in to get evaluated, then great. But it doesn't mean you have cancer, you know. But when you see a urologist for something that happened to you and what we're going through, We're going to make sure that you're healthy and so on and so forth. So not everybody who has a urinary issue has prostate cancer.
Right. What are some of the the symptoms that happen to us on a regular basis that we don't know that may be symptoms? Because, you know, I get up 3-4 times a night to go to the bathroom. I was going to say piss.
Right.
To go to the bathroom. And is that a symptom of something? I mean, what are some of the symptoms that we should look for that happen all the time that we just overlook?
Right.
That we shouldn't overlook?
Right. Well, I get that question all the time. As men get older, a lot of guys come in, well, if I'm getting up once at night, do I have a problem? And that's not necessarily the case. As we get older, you can expect that you're not going to urinate like you're 20 when you're 50 or 60 or 70. I mean, there's natural aging processes that go on. And honestly, when someone comes in to see me and a guy's in his, you know, a little older, I say, well, you're getting up once at night, maybe you drink a little bit more, you had a cup of coffee, maybe you had a little melon. We're talking about melon.
Right.
But you had melon at night full of water, and you get up and you pee maybe once at night. Not a big deal, but when it becomes a problem, when you're missing sleep, when you're getting to work tired every morning because you're getting up to urinate all the time, when you can't make a simple commuting drive back and forth to work, or you're having accidents where you pee yourself, I mean, those things are really a sign that you should get evaluated and make sure nothing more serious is going on.
Let's go to Joe. Joe, our number is 844-404-1067. We're in the studio. With me live is Dr. Ronald Onglade from Georgia Urology, and we're on for our Father's Day week celebration talking about the prostate. Every guy has one, and it's something that we need to pay attention to, and that's why we have him in the studio. Joe, what's your question?
Yeah, well, it's not my question. It's really a statement about 5 years ago, I had prostate cancer, and the doctor put these gold nuggets in my prostate, and I had to take 38, 39 radiation treatments, and
yes,
they
sir.
Got rid of it,
mm-hmm.
which was a real good way to get rid of it anyway, but I have to keep my PSA checked every 6 months to make sure the levels are low, and as long as the levels are low, they say it's okay, you know, and they look out for stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
So you're okay now, Joe?
Yeah, I have to be checked every 6 months for
every
my blood,
6 months.
You know,
gotcha.
to make sure my PSA is in a low number. That's
right.
How they monitor your.
Speaking
your
of which,
weather.
Hold on, Joe. Speaking of which, what is a low number for a PSA? Because when I got my PSA done,
right.
It was high, but
right.
You said you've seen much higher. So what is a low right. number? When Joe says he's got to keep his numbers low, what's low?
Well, it's an excellent question. And Joe, thank you for sharing your story. PSA numbers vary. So PSA should never be taken in a vacuum. One PSA number, a lot of times, is not enough information to really work with. We need to see where that PSA lies in context, right? So in Joe's case, he's been treated for prostate cancer. So somebody who's been treated for prostate cancer, you want their PSA to be very low. And what I mean by that, less than one or something like that.
Really? Less than one?
Less than one or even undetectable.
Mine was like in the 13, 14.
Correct. So in your case, we still have to do our complete evaluation.
So
we still have more work to do. But if you have a PSA that's pretty high, it may be due also just to an enlarged prostate. It can be due to infection. It can be due to a lot of different issues. So, again, just one PSA in a vacuum is not enough to make a good judgment.
Let's go to Lee. Lee has a bladder cancer question for you, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Doc? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing
yes,
well.
Yes, sir.
I was battling a rare bladder cancer for a while and stuff, and I ended up removing my bladder and my prostate because of it, because it said it was a rare bladder cancer. I don't know if it's a nephratic cancer or something like that.
Yes, sir.
So with my prostate being gone and stuff, I see that I go to the, you know, I really don't have any control, you know, and except when I'm up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something normal or what without the prostate?
Well, being that you've had your bladder and the prostate removed, it's hard for me to know exactly what was done. Because if the bladder and prostate are removed, you have to essentially create another way to store your urine to be able to expel it. So. To say if that's normal or not, I really couldn't tell you. Obviously, I hope you have a good, you should, if you're not seeing a urologist currently, you should be. And if you are having issues with incontinence or leakage of urine, we have many treatments available. Doctors such as myself and some of the urologists in your urology.
Right. Well, you know, you could, by all means, Lee, if you don't have a urologist, go to GeorgiaUrology.com. The doc's name is Dr. Ronald Onglade. If you want to see or get a second or third opinion, please go to GeorgiaUrology.com. Is that okay, Lee?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you for that question.
We're taking your questions. We got Dr. Ronald Onglade, Georgia Urology. This is the guy that helped me when I was out those two or three days. Actually, I was out 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And, you know, it's interesting. I was in the hospital first. That's right. Where I was for the 3 days. And then I went to someplace else. I'm not going to say the name because it's bad, but they were just taking my money. They literally were. I had to go pay because I had no insurance at the time. I was in between jobs. And they were just, oh, it's $200. Oh, it's no, $300. And I was just going in there, and he was just telling me, oh, try this. Oh, try this. And every time I went. So then I remembered that, you know, and I came to see you. But the point is that this just cropped up on me.
Correct.
It just came out of the blue.
Yeah, a lot of times there's no warning. You may be going along fine. You're feeling that you're urinating. But the one thing I will say is that a lot of guys out there think they're urinating just fine. And they're saying, I'm getting up three or four times a night, and it's fine.
That's what I sound like.
Yeah,
okay.
It's fine.
Right, right.
You know, they got these commercials now. It's fine. But a lot of times when you get in that situation, you should be checked out. And also one thing I will mention is that any man should – really, as you get into your 40s and 50s, should be evaluated once a year with a prostate exam and a PSA.
Let's go to Larry. Larry, what's your question?
Good morning, Shelley. I really don't have a question, sir.
Okay.
I dealt with Georgia Urology, and I got to tell you, these guys were absolutely awesome. I went in, I had a PSA of 5.4, saw my doctor, we did a few tests, did a biopsy, and I got to tell you guys, don't be afraid of a biopsy. Man, that's the simplest thing in the world. I mean, it really is.
I'm having one in about a couple weeks, so I'm glad you said that, Larry.
Man, I'm telling you, it's nothing. It really is nothing. If you're a man, it's nothing. If you wear skinny jeans, you might have a problem. Anyway.
Hey, Larry, thank you so much for that praise. We really appreciate it. We try to do our best at Georgia Urology to take care of our patients.
Man, I tell you what, you guys did the screening for me, and then, you know, my doctor told me there's about 20% couldn't be seen. We had to do another biopsy later on just to make sure we checked everything. My PSA was up to 12.5. My doctor did an absolutely excellent job.
So, Larry, my PSA is about that high. Oh, did you have anything, or was it just benign?
It's benign. Okay. I think my doctor said I had the Guinness World Record for prostate.
All right. Cool. That's good stuff, Larry. I'm going to go to traffic. And Keith, hold on. I know you've got a question. We've got some others that have a question. We're in the studio with Dr. Ronald Onglade of Georgia Urology.
Here's Shelly Winter.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up.
Friday high of 90 degrees, Friday low of 72. Matt's sitting back there dancing, and Randy is pretty funny. As we talk to Dr. Ronald Onglade of Georgia Urology, Randy plays I'm All the Way Up. You get it now, Matt? Our weather is a high of 90, a Friday night low of 72, and the thunder showers won't start until afternoon, and the rain should be gone by 3:00, 4:00. So the rain will come. It'll be thunder showers like it is every year, every time around this year, and it'll be gone before the commute. You'll be able to go to any happy hours that you got planned for after work, any after work sets. Our question of the day, a shocking number of Americans have sex at work. Have you ever wanted to have sex with someone at your job? And is there someone at your job now you wouldn't have sex with? And the weather has been brought to you by the Havilland Express Lube. Dr. Onglade, we've got a bunch of calls. So let's go through these calls. Keith on line 3. Keith, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to be 45 in 2 weeks. I've never had my prostate checked, so I'm going to do that anyway. But my question is, what kind of foods can I eat that'll – is there something out there I can start doing, maybe improve my diet that will help against BPH?
Well, there's
possibly vitamins even. I don't know.
Yeah, that's an excellent question because you know, as people are becoming more health conscious, I get that question all the time. Now, as far as anything particular, I just recommend sort of the thing most doctors recommend about diet, eating a diet that's lower in saturated fats, animal proteins, more vegetable-based, so on and so forth, increasing exercise, limiting alcohol and tobacco use and sort of the general things we say about a healthy diet.
Alcohol and tobacco use has an effect on your prostate?
Well, not directly, but it's just sort of a health thing. And the more healthier you are in general, the healthier your prostate will be. Now,
wait, but alcohol and tobacco, they're unhealthy?
In general, yeah. Yeah, in general.
Oh,
so.
Man. Oh, Keith, there's no hope for us.
Right, exactly.
Who knew, Keith? Right.
Shelley's going for the doctor's excuse note.
Right.
I can have beer and a cigar.
Right. Correct. Right.
Correct.
Do you have anything else, Keith?
That was excellent. I appreciate you guys.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
My pleasure.
Let's go to Tracy. Tracy, you have a question for Dr. Ronald Anglade of Georgia Urology.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
Good morning. So reading up on prostate and the prostate health, something's come up on different message boards and whatnot. It's been like prostate massage. I was wondering if you could touch on that and if it's a good thing and possibly the procedure and as well as, you know, the negative connotations to come along with it as far as the phobias.
Yeah,
that's true. That's the way. Hold on. I thought Tracy was joking. There is such a thing as prostate massage.
There is, for sure.
But isn't that just, I mean, wouldn't that be kind of the stuff most of us don't want to deal with?
Correct. Right. I mean, there are actually instruments that are out there for prostate massage. I use it very rarely in my practice, honestly.
You better tell these guys that listen to my show, you use it none at all. Right, Tracy?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, these guys that listen here, they don't want nothing to do. We have a hard enough time having y'all stick your fingers in there to find out how big it is. A massage, a tool? Come on, man. That really exists?
There are, and there are a lot of them on the market. Now, again, if someone wanted to use a prostatic massager, I don't per se have a problem with
that. Just sounds
that.
Like a dildo for men.
You know, maybe something like that. But with that being said, right, some people who have prostate swelling, they think that massaging the prostate can help relieve a little bit of that. And people have chronic pelvic pain and prostatitis. Anecdotally, have had some relief.
Okay,
but not
I'm
something
sorry.
That I use on a routine basis. But it exists.
Tracy,
you know?
Did that answer your question?
Oh, yeah, somewhat. Basically, I kind of wanted other men to understand that that there is that procedure, and from what I've read, is that it does provide some benefit, and that I guess that for early practice of men having prostate problems, that the doctor would actually do that for the patient.
Correct. I mean, that was sort of a I'll tell you a funny story. When I was a resident, and this is, you know, going back 15, 20 years now, there was a urologist who used to swear by it. He'd say massaging the prostate, you'd break it up a little bit, maybe free up some fluid that was trapped in the prostate and help a lot of with prostatitis. But honestly, that's kind of fallen out of favor. But there are massage tools that some guys will use. And again, not something that I use a lot, but I don't think it's unreasonable as long as you don't hurt yourself.
All right. Thanks, Tracy, because you taught me something. You know,
right.
I didn't mean to make light of it. I apologize.
No worries.
Thank you, Tracy, for letting me off the hook there. Dr. Ronald Anglade, I appreciate you coming in. Can you tell people how to reach you before we go?
Sure, wonderful. First of all, again, appreciate you having me here, and I look forward to us working together in the future. I am part of Georgia Urology. We are the largest urology practice here in Atlanta. You can go to georgiaurology.com. I think it's gaurology.com is our website. And we've got doctors all over the city, but particularly I work in the Gwinnett, Lawrenceville, Duluth area. So if anybody wants to see me in particular, I'd love to see him. And again, thank you for having me this morning.
No problem. It's GeorgiaUrology.com. It's GaUrology.com. And if you are in the north side of town, Gwinnett area, his name is Dr. Ronald Anglade. I appreciate you, brother.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you
for
having
sir.
Me in this morning.
Thank you.